Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 98. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we've been digging through the latest social media marketing industry report from Social Media Examiner. We tried to pull out some of the less well-known stats from this report that are really pointing to some shifts in the social media landscape. So today we're going to explore what this report predicts for the future of social media marketing.
Oh, that sounds awesome. There's always so much to talk about when it comes to the future of social media marketing because it really is constantly changing and evolving, and that's why we love it here at Buffer.
So true. Let's dive in. Let's kick it off with a social network that you probably aren't expecting us to talk about when we say the future of social media marketing, and that's Snapchat.
You know, I was not expecting that because I personally haven't used Snapchat in, I was going to say months, but I think it's years.
Neither have I. And apparently neither have these marketers that were surveyed for the report. So only 8% of marketers said that they use Snapchat. That's a really low number. And then worse than that, a whopping 81% have no plans to use Snapchat ads, which is a main revenue generator for most social networks. So that's not looking great either.
Yeah, not looking too great, but who knows? I feel like Snapchat might have something in their back pocket. It's interesting too, because Snapchat was on the edge of making it into marketers' toolkit there for a little while. It was like, 2016? But these numbers really solidify things that it's not on marketers' radar. So the way it's looking right now, Snapchat is not going to turn into a marketer's favorite social platform. So that means the future of social media marketing probably won't include that.
I mean, there are so many social networks that marketers have to keep up with. So maybe this is, you know, a relief for some people. Maybe it's sad for others. I was sort of curious about just how this insight from the report holds up on Google. So I did a very quick and super, super scientific search of Google Trends for the search term Snapchat marketing. And it looks like just recently the term for Snapchat marketing was only searched for 29 times in a week. And I think one of them was me preparing for this show. And then at their high point in the summer of 2016, they were at 100 searches a week. So the same trend line holds true for the word Snapchat as well. It looks like in general, there are just far fewer searches this past year than previously.
Yeah, and this lines up with our own study on the state of social media that we released back in January. Even then, just 11% of social media marketers had created stories on Snapchat. So we'll see how that goes. So that's what the future will probably not include for social media marketers, but let's take a look at a few other trends that touch on what the future will indeed look like. The main one, as you might expect, or maybe you didn't, is Facebook Messenger bots. The report from Social Media Examiner found that while only 15% of marketers are currently using Messenger bots, 51% plan on using Messenger bots in the next year.
That's a huge increase. And we've said this before, but messaging is a really big space with so much potential. There are now more people using the top four social messaging apps, which are WhatsApp, Messenger, WeChat, and Viber, than there are people that use the top four social media apps, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And in particular, we're predicting that as organic reach continues to decline on places like Facebook, we'll see a greater number of marketers experiment with messaging apps as a way to connect with their audience.
Every time I hear that stat about there's more people on social media apps, messaging apps, than the actual apps themselves, is just, I can't even handle it.
So crazy.
Yeah, but one neat thing to think about is that once you have a messenger bot associated with your page, all messenger communications will auto-subscribe customers to the bot list, even customer service interactions. So even when you are not actively pushing messenger bot promotions, your list will grow, which sounds like a social media marketer's dream, right? So I can see why this is becoming the future of social quickly.
Yeah. Same here. And I think it's also a reality right now for some marketers, sort of like the early adopters for messenger bots, and they're starting to see great results. And that's why the rest of us are interested in jumping in on the same train. I found a stat that says that more than 100,000 bots chat to help people every day through Facebook Messenger. So this space is absolutely growing.
It definitely is. And in this case, the future of social media marketing will probably be just as much marketing via Messenger and other chat platforms as it is marketing through social media networks. You could almost say that we've gone from marketing one to many, and now we're focusing on marketing one to one. And I kind of like this trend.
Yeah, I love that. All right, on to our next insight into the future of social media marketing. And this one should surprise nobody. Video is dominating, and live video is growing, and stories are here to stay.
All video content, all day, every day.
All the
video,
time.
Video, 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 yes.
Now, I know we just covered video in episode 96, but there is unsurprisingly even more to say. See, I know. We love talking about this. First, some general video stats that are pretty mind-blowing. 80% of the global internet traffic will soon be attributed to videos as soon as 2020. 90% of social network users share video. 87% of marketers utilize videos in their campaigns. And viewers believe that 95% of messages from videos are retained in their minds.
Wow. And that's something that viewers reported, the 95%?
Yeah.
Wow. So they're like, yes, I love video and it helps me remember things better.
It's so wild.
Which is awesome. Yes. So those are really high numbers, which just goes to show how powerful video truly is. Now, in the Social Media Examiner report, they asked marketers to indicate how they'll change their use of content in the near future. 77% said they are planning to increase the use of video, and 63% say they plan on increasing their use of live video. So even more big numbers for video there. And what's exciting is that marketers are saying that live videos are going to be a part of their strategies in the future, which is a totally different style of content than even just traditional video.
Completely. There are different expectations with live video now. There's a general understanding that you should have a pretty clear video. You need to be able to speak concisely. And when you're dealing with a live audience, it's kind of more like entertainment, wouldn't you say, Brian?
Yeah, it's sort of like live TV, right? You're vying for someone's attention in the moment, whereas with a regular video, someone can save it for later. It's much more highly produced. And with live, they probably want to watch it live because it's a better experience. And most live videos disappear after a while, like obviously on Instagram. And we've talked about this before, but that's called ephemeral content. Any visual content that is only available for a certain period of time before it disappears, like Snapchat or Instagram. So yeah, videos on those platforms as well, taking over.
Poor Snapchat. I feel like they kicked off the ephemeral content trend, and now it looks like Instagram is the future there.
Yeah, they kicked it off, but they didn't necessarily innovate quickly.
Yeah. And Instagram isn't purely ephemeral content, though, since you can save live videos for later, and you can save them, you know, the stories to your profile, which is something that I love. But the idea is there that this could end up being content that isn't there for a long time. And that's a new trend in video and in social media marketing over the past few years. And according to our own State of Social Media report, short-lived videos are going to continue being a trend in social media marketing. 42% of social media marketers have created stories on Instagram, and 68% of marketers are planning on creating more stories in 2018 and beyond.
Yes, and that is such a big change in how we as marketers are creating content. Like, the switch from video to live video is different. So is the switch from content that you are sort of stuck with for a long time to the content that is going to disappear. And I think a lot of what we've seen is that stories and ephemeral content are an opportunity for marketers to experiment, try new things, not have to be 100% polished, and just generally focus on engaging with their audience and less on what people will think if they find this on Google, you know, 1, 2, 5 years from now.
All right, and one last element we want to talk about when we talk about the future of social media marketing, and that is, of course, influencers. According to Larry Kim, the CEO of Mobile Monkey, influencers are the top fastest growing marketing channel, even ahead of organic search or email, paid search, display advertising, and affiliate marketing. So Larry also mentions that the marketers who have used influencer marketing are satisfied with its results, and they're bringing in 10 times higher conversion rates.
10 times higher?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I feel like we talk about influencers a lot here on the show, and yet we still haven't done influencer marketing at Buffer, and I think that's something that needs to change.
Absolutely.
Soon. Like, we need to take our own advice.
Yeah. I agree with that on that one. That's one of the areas that we need to improve.
Yeah. And according to eMarketer, 48% of marketers decided to increase their budget for influencer marketing in 2017, and only 4% had plans to decrease their budget. So this is something that marketing teams are continuing to plan for financially, which is always a great sign. and something to be a part of in the future.
Totally. And so I went a little wild with the Google Trends searches today, but I did look this one up too. So if you just picture half of a mountain, that's what the searches for influencer marketing looks like. They are continuing to go up and they have been growing super steadily since 2015.
So you searched the term influencer marketing?
Yes.
Oh, and it's just straight up?
It's like it's a mountain. It's like it took a little curve and it's just continuing to go up. Hiking nice. Its way to the top.
We're hiking the influencer marketing mountain.
Well, we need to start.
Also, I think, hey, this is a separate takeaway for our listeners, but Haley, this is genius of you. If you're ever wondering if something is actually trending, just go to Google Trends and check it out.
Because I love Google Trends. It's like I feel like it's underutilized.
I totally agree. Well, okay, so if that, you know, talking about influencer marketing, if that combined with the budget increase says anything, then I think we will continue to see more and more influencer campaigns happening across social media. And this is a very different type of marketing for most companies who may not have experimented with it just yet. I think we're all very familiar with marketing via social media or paying for social ads, but it can be, I guess, a little strange to pay people to talk about you on social media.
Yeah, and as with all trends, there are lots of resources out there for marketers around influencer marketing. We have a post on our blog about how much influencer marketing costs, and it's broken down by the network, and we have another post about micro-influencers, so definitely go check those out on the Buffer blog if it's something that you are just getting used to as a marketer.
Thank you so much for tuning in today so that we could chat about the future of social media marketing. I can tell you for sure that we at Buffer plan on being around for the long haul, helping marketers via this podcast and our product.
Oh yeah, we are here for a while. As always, feel free to reach out anytime using the hashtag Buffer Podcast or shoot us an email to hello@buffer.com.
With that, we hope you have a great week ahead and we will catch you next Monday.